I'm Richard Kaysen for ECNN. Today is Saturday, May 4th. Friday was busy for the Missouri State Highway Patrol working auto accidents in both Howell and Shannon counties. Around 12:20 yesterday afternoon, 2 miles east of Summersville, 59-year-old Marvin A. Cooper of Bucyrus was driving his 2006 Ford Ranger when he traveled off the right side of Highway 106, struck an embankment, and hit a fence. He was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital in Houston. Later that day, around 5:30, two juveniles were injured in a side-by-side ATV accident 5 miles west of Koshkonong on County Road 9460. That's where the Highway Patrol says a 13-year-old driver of a John Deere Gator from Bakersfield and a 14-year-old passenger from West Plains were injured. The driver swerved the ATV to avoid hitting a deer, losing control and overturning. Both of the unnamed juveniles were taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. As the Highway Patrol was working that accident, in a separate accident, 6 vehicles were damaged just outside of West Plains, but only one of those vehicles was moving. The other 5 were parked. A 2016 Buick Enclave, driven by 29-year-old Christopher J. Henry of West Plains, traveled off the left side of Highway 160, striking a ditch and overturning, and then once overturned, the Buick ended up in a private parking lot where a Dodge pickup, a Ford pickup, a Dodge SUV, a Mustang, and a Mazda were struck by the Buick, which was totaled, as was the parked F-150 and the 2024 Mazda CX-50. The other 3 vehicles suffered minor to extensive damage, while the driver himself suffered serious injuries and was taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. Assisting the Highway Patrol was the Howell County Rural Fire Department, Howell County Sheriff's Deputies, and South Howell County Ambulance. A former Boy Scout volunteer has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for hiding cameras in a bathroom at one Missouri camp. A federal judge Thursday ordered 41-year-old David Lee Nelson from Redmond, Washington, to pay more than $60,000, with some of the money going toward counseling for the victim. Some of them described at the hearing being fearful and unable to trust because of what happened. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Nelson placed the cameras in paper towel dispensers in July 2021, positioning them so they would capture a shower stall and other parts of the bathroom at the S Bar F Scout Ranch in St. Francis County, about 80 miles south of St. Louis. Scouts were cleaning restroom stalls with a leader when one of the cameras was discovered. A search followed, and another camera was found. Leaders then called law enforcement. Nelson pled guilty in January to 2 counts of production of child pornography and 2 counts of attempted production of child pornography. Once released from prison, he'll be on supervised release for life, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. With warmer weather, the animals are coming out, and this includes black vultures that Ozarks farmers are having to deal with as the birds attack newborn calves and other small cattle. According to the Missouri Department of Agriculture, some of the ways to help are pin birthing livestock near human activity to enable closer observation and a quicker response, condense your birthing time frame so animals can be more closely monitored, place black vulture effigies or replicas around calving areas to scare away live vultures, harass and scare black vultures from your herds or flocks by creating loud noises from horns or starter pistols or propane cannons, even pointing lasers at the roost, or use a guard dog to frighten and chase away black vultures. According to the Missouri Department of Agriculture's website, black vultures are federally protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918, meaning the birds, their nest, and eggs cannot be killed or destroyed unless a permit is obtained from the Missouri Farm Bureau, which are free, and producers can obtain up to 10 annually. While you're applying for permits to get rid of black vultures, you might consider your applications for the upcoming black bear and elk hunting seasons from the Missouri Department of Conservation. They say black bears and elk are becoming more common across the southern half of Missouri, to the point it says the population can sustain a limited and highly regulated harvest. For a bear hunting license, there will be a random drawing. It costs $10 to apply, and it's 1 application per year per hunter. Hunters have until the end of May to join the drawing. Shannon County is one of the 3 counties where you'll have a chance to participate in elk hunting. To be eligible for that, you have to submit an application by the end of the month. It also costs $10 to apply, and winners will be selected via random drawing. Arkansas lawmakers gave final approval to the bills outlining the state's $6.3 billion budget for the coming year as they wrapped up the year's legislative session. The State House and the Senate approved identical versions of the proposed Revenue Stabilization Act, the state's budget bill, sending the measure to Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The proposal mirrors Sanders' budget proposal unveiled earlier this year that will increase state spending by 1.76% over the previous year. The budget was approved the day after lawmakers approved new restrictions on cryptocurrency mining operations, one of the few non-budget items that was on the agenda for this year's session. Legislative leaders have said that they expect discussion toward the end of this fiscal year on whether there will be a special session to take up additional tax cuts. Governor Parson has ordered U.S. and Missouri flags to be flown at half-staff at all government buildings this Saturday in honor of 22-year-old Marine Sergeant Carlin Aslanbas. Sergeant Aslanbas, with the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, was killed in a training accident involving a parachute mishap, according to the military. He died April 18th while training at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Headliners for this year's Old Time Music Ozarks Heritage Festival are C.J. Newsom's Classic Country from Branson, along with comedian Terry Wayne Sanders performing at 8 p.m. June the 7th, along with Big Smith from Springfield. They're set to play at 8 p.m. on June the 8th, and both of those performances will be at the West Plains Civic Center Theater. I'm Richard Kaysen for ECNN. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, smart speakers, and more. And remember, lock your doors and don't leave valuables in plain sight. At ECNN, we care.